Okay, it's a Sunday afternoon, and I've come down to the Phillip Road Centre here in Wivenhoe, and there is a moving image screening which is about to take place. Now, it's not the usual moving image screening where we have adults who kindly volunteer their time. People may have seen that in November, moving image has been taken over by the young folk, which I'm never quite sure this kind of category how to describe. It's not kind of teenagers, it's I think the young folk of Wivenhoe have decided what films to screen. And I want to find out a bit more. So I've very kindly got some time with some of the young folk, some ladies of Wivenhoe. So let's find out who I'm speaking with. So your names, please.
Hi, I'm Rebecca.
I'm Louise.
I'm Jane.
Great, so it's Rebecca and Louise and Jane. Now, all of November has been taken over by some of these young folk in Wivenhoe. So I'll ask first, so Rebecca, how were you approached? Who were you approached by? How did you get to be here to put these films on?
All three of us are students at Sixth Form College in Colchester, where Michael Padmore works as like a media studies teacher. He was my teacher last year, and he knew that I lived in Wivenhoe, so he asked me if it was the sort of thing that I'd like to get involved in, and said, yeah, sounds good. And then I sort of made my twin sister Louise here kind of get involved with me. Yeah.
Yeah, so you make it sound, Rebecca, as though it's some kind of arm twisting, but I know certainly it's not, because all three of you are quite passionate about films. So if I can ask Louise, so it is much more than just saying, let's show this film. I think what I think has been quite impressive is you've pretty much been handed over the entire moving image job description. So what does that involve?
There was quite a large group of us at first deciding which films to show. We had a giant list of sort of 50 films, and then we narrowed it down over time. Then after that, we've all had to produce posters and contact the press, and then we're all here today to help with the actual showing of the film.
Yeah, so it's a full package. And what I think for me has been an eye-opener is Michael has explained a bit to me about what you've been doing, but I, as a punter, just assumed it was, OK, let's get a DVD, let's put it on. It's an awful lot more than that. So you mentioned, you know, posters and also an online campaign. So if I can speak to maybe Jane. So, Jane, what's been your involvement in plugging all of this?
Well, I made a Facebook page and invited a lot of my friends, hoping that they would invite their friends to just try and get more and more young people to come along to the films, and then just try and promote the film to everybody we know and then everybody they know, and just pass it on as much as possible.
So as students that are studying media studies, so really this is all part of the entire package. And so I've seen the posters that you've put together, and we've got some of those on the Wivenhoe forum. But yeah, you've got to think a bit more about, it's not just putting up posters in the post office, it is all this online stuff. So any kind of particular skills that you use, Jane, on the Facebook page? How did you try and plug your Facebook presence?
Well, I like got the posters and put them up on pictures and just uploaded all the timetable and then invited friends and asked them to invite their friends to the group. And then also, I suppose we could also look to the future, like making a Twitter page or something like that. I think there is a Twitter account already, but I don't think enough people follow it, so we could just invite people on the Facebook page to follow them on Twitter.
I like this, yes. This all sounds good. So very, very soon, I think you three ladies need to sort of disappear and sort of take control, because you are taking over moving image. The film, though, for this afternoon is Gnomeo and Juliet. That's not a speech impediment. It's Gnomeo and Juliet. I know not a lot about it. Rebecca, so how did you get round to choosing this film?
Well, first of all, we thought that we need a wide range of films, so it meant showing sort of like action films and children's films. So we narrowed it down to two children's films. One of them was Tangled, which we were originally going to show, but then Millfield School was showing it, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, which meant that basically our audience would have just gone. So we changed it to Gnomeo and Juliet because we thought that that'd be sort of interesting for young children if they haven't seen it before, instead of Tangled, which has already been shown.
Yeah, I think hopefully it seems quite a good choice. So it is this Sunday 3 p.m. matinee where we want to sort of show something which is very, very, I guess, sort of family friendly. And so, I don't know, as a kind of sort of final theme or question, if I can go back to Louise. So moving image, we know a bit about it, obviously, and what it does here in Wivenhoe. But, you know, for people your age living in the town, why do you think having this cinema is quite an important thing to have?
Firstly, if you go to Odeon and Colchester, it's really expensive. Tickets are something like £8, and you've got to pay for your popcorn and everything. And when it's in Wivenhoe, if you remember, it's pretty cheap. And also, everyone in the community gets to decide the film. So it's not like at Odeon where you're forced to watch all these blockbusters. Here there's like a wide range of films and films that like wouldn't really be shown in the Odeon, which appeal. I think they quite appeal to young people.
Yeah, well said, certainly. That's a good message to put across. And final question for Jane. So happy or sad ending in the film today?
Happy.
You've spoiled it. I wanted it to be kind of murder and suspense.
It is a children's film, so you'd expect it to be a happy ending.
Okay, well, I can hear already people are starting to come in here to the Philip Road Centre. I think you three need to be in action and kind of complete what you've been doing. But so Rebecca and Louise and Jane, thank you so much, well, for having this time to chat. But also, I think for all the effort you've been putting in, the posters, the Facebook stuff, I think it's really appreciated. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.